Morgan's AM, US Equity Markets Retreat, BHP in Focus.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated, with the Dow and S&P 500 ending a five-session run of record closing highs amid concerns the spread of the Delta variant of COVID may slow economic growth and following a softer-than-expected July retail sales report. The Dow dropped 282 points, or 0.8%. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.7%, a day after logging its 49th record closing high of 2021. Consumer discretionary, down 2.3%, led 7 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Materials and industrials were also down over 1%. More defensive sectors outperformed once again, with healthcare up 1.1%. The Nasdaq shed 0.9% as Facebook, Amazon, Apple and Alphabet all closed lower. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 1.2%. The New York Times reported on Monday night that the Biden administration was expected to announce that most vaccinated Americans should get a COVID-19 booster shot 8 months after being fully vaccinated. In US corporate earnings, Home Depot fell 4.3% after the home improvement retailer reported fiscal second quarter profit and record sales that exceeded consensus expectations, but same-store sales growth came up short of consensus forecasts. Walmart dipped 0.03% despite reporting better than expected second quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue. US same-store sales also grew a better than expected 6%. Walmart's US e-commerce sales were up 6% and have more than doubled over the past 2 years. Analog devices, Cisco Systems, Lowe's companies, Nvidia, Target Corp, TJX companies and Tencent Holdings are among companies to release quarterly earnings tonight. A very busy US economic calendar overnight. Retail sales fell 1.1% in July, larger than the 0.3% forecast by economists. The chief source of lower retail sales last month was a decline in car buying, with sales at auto dealers down 3.9% to mark the third monthly decline in a row. Core retail sales, excluding automotive sales, fell a smaller 0.4% in July. Elsewhere, manufacturing production rose 1.4% in July, against economists' forecast for a more modest 0.6% rise. Production at automotive plants soared 11.2%. Excluding autos, manufacturing output rose a more modest 0.7% in July. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index declined 5 points to a reading of 75 in August, the lowest level since July 2020, and against economists' forecast for an unchanged reading. Higher construction costs and supply shortages were cited as key reasons for the weaker reading. Bank of America released their latest monthly survey of global fund managers overnight, which showed fund managers are getting more defensive, increasing their holdings in healthcare, insurance, utilities and cash, while trimming their exposure to materials, commodities, emerging markets and energy. The survey found expectations that the global economy will improve have fallen to a net 27%, which is the lowest level since April 2020. Profit expectations have also fallen, with a net 41% expecting profits to improve, down from a peak of 89% in March. For the first time since July 2020, investors expect margins to decrease. European bourses were mixed overnight, with gains for the healthcare sector up 1%, offset by declines for the automotive sector, down 1.8%. That left the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.07% higher. Germany's DAX dipped 0.02%, France's CAC down 0.3%. There were reports overnight that Austria might be set to tighten restrictions on travellers entering the country. In broader stock moves, Pandora rose over 3% after the Danish jeweller announced that it will distribute 1 billion Danish kroner, which is about $158 million, to shareholders over the next 3 months via a special dividend and share buyback. London's FTSE added 0.4%. BHP Group was in focus, up 3.4% after the mining giant recorded its best full-year underlying net profit after tax result since 2012 and a record $19 billion of free cash flow. BHP also formalised a move to divest its entire petroleum portfolio to Woodside Petroleum and unwind its dual-listed share structure. Base metals were weaker across the board. Copper fell 2.2% to be trading just shy of $4.19 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 1.6%, aluminium down 1.2% and zinc down 0.6%. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $2.77 or 1.7% to $160.75 a metric tonne. Gold futures logged their first decline in three sessions, dipping $2 to $1,787.80 an ounce. The yellow metal did trade as high as $1,797.60 an ounce earlier in the session. All the markets extended their decline into a fourth straight session. WTI shed 70 cents or 1% to $66.59 a barrel, Brent down 48 cents to $69.03 a barrel, the lowest settlement since the 19th of July. Goldman Sachs published a research note expressing the view that the Delta variant wave to hit oil demand will remain transient, with structural supply underinvestment increasingly clear. The investment bank expects the oil market deficit to persist through year-end, eventually requiring a sharp increase in organisation of petroleum exporting countries' output and a further rebound in shale activity, which will necessitate higher prices. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data, recording a 1.2 million barrel decline in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 13th of August. US bond markets were mixed after the latest round of economic data. 10-year Treasury yields edged 0.3 of a basis point higher to 1.26%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell hosted a virtual town hall with educators and students overnight and said that the pandemic is still casting a shadow on economic activity, but it's not clear what the rise of COVID cases will mean for the economy. The Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its 27-28 July monetary policy meeting tomorrow morning Australian time, and they will be highly scrutinised for more details on the tapering process. The Australian dollar is weaker, buying approximately 72.5 US cents following the release of the Reserve Bank of Australia's monetary policy meeting minutes yesterday. The second quarter wage price index and the Westpac leading index for July headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.